001 Thursday night, Yerushalmi Shvius, Perek Gimel, the seventh shiur in Perek Gimel, Chafam et Beis. We'll start from, again, the sugi of Hayoloi Dover Muat. Hayoloi Dover Muat. If he didn't have the shiur of the Zevel with the piles, the way Chazal said, but he only had a little, so the Mishnah's Lashon was Hayoloi Dover Muat, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down from the bottom of Chaf. I'm sorry, 5 lines down from the top of Chafam et Beis, in the Eiz V'Hadr, obviously Chafam et Beis, Hayoloi Dover Muat B'chulu, Moisav Hayoloi B'Hayloch, in the Blood of Nazariah, Asif, Pasala, Train Pitzvah, the Stup Shotim, the Stup Shotim in the Stup Shotim, also. Marafoda learns, they had a Shaila in the Beis Medrash, and Pnei Moshe learns there are two possible ways to learn the Mishnah. This is really, it's a shtickel universal Shaila. Maybe every case is different because of Marasayan and because of other elements of the particular case. But there's really a universal shaila, like when you need a shear, so, and then you do just little by little. What's the nature of the little by little? Like, this is worthy of the rugged shovel, what I'm saying now. When something is little by little and it's mitztaber and it becomes the shear that you're looking for, what's the nature of the little by little until it's mitztaber? Do you have a right to already look at it as, I'm doing it, I have the shear, it takes time, like, you know, let me breathe, I can't do it all at once, but I'm doing what Chazal would kaveh. It's both. It's in everything. It's like the marshal. Yeah, you have an issue. Let's say I say when you eat a kazayas, a mitzvah. So what about as you're eating the kazayas? So when you eat the first half of kazayas, you didn't do the mitzvah sase yet, and you're already being over an isser. I don't know. It's like bia in the sugyan bia, but. Right, chilas bias, kaina, tzayv bias. If the whole act is the bias, or what's the nature of the tchila? It's a shtickle universal. I think like it's a Rogachova type idea or in Hazov, you have. If you fooled somebody, like a certain percentage of the field is fooled. There's such a case there also. Anyway, but here it's not so clear. That's why Pashala trained person, the stoop shot them in the Mishnah. It's very hard Gemara. Like, what's the point of the first Mandiyama? The first Mandiyama says, B'shayloi devamuot patech sodeo b'shviyas. The grub grad is garis me'erif shviyas. May Erev Shvius. That's the point. When Shvius came, he already had something in the field. And I raise a Moisev Olav Ahoylech Mishapaskoyev the Avoida. And Belezer Ben Azariah Oyser. Well, we did this last week. Let's do it again. Well, Tanakam obviously holds Moisev Olav Ahoylech. Right? Let's try to conceptualize here. Tanakam obviously holds Moisev Olav Ahoylech. What's the first suggestion in the Gemara, the first Mandi Yomar, we'll call it. Not if you're starting fresh. If you're starting fresh, then for sure you can't. You have to take out the Shir Chazal Kaveh at once. It's only if you're being Moisif. Now really, that in itself, wait a second. If you'd be some of you would say, if you're only being Moisif, then you don't need the Shir Chazal set. Right? So then you'd say, because I'm not doing anything really. I'm not doing an act of zibul even. Teretz is, we're still sticking with Chazal. That if you don't have these large piles, so nirikim zabul sedeyu, without getting into the intricacies of what nirik means. If you don't have like a large amount, it's nirikim zabul, yeah? And you're being matir moisif. So you're being matir moisif by the way. Like, what's the higayon? This is what I was thinking today. Like, monoshach. Moisif by the way also needs what Chazal said.
So what exactly is the higayon, is the point in allowing, like, let's step back and think. What the Gemara is actually saying in this first Mandi Amar is that I can understand the svara of Moisef Ma'at Ma'at V'haylech. You don't have to do it all at once, you can add. But only if you're aiming to an existing level. Because then, you're not really doing anything, really. But if you're doing it, so then I said, oh, you know, it's very good. There's a very clear story, you could say. Chazal will convey you need a certain amount. That's what they decided. They could have said anything more than normal is already storage. Yeah, but they didn't. Or they wanted to make sure it's nikar, that it's more than normal. Whatever their rationale is. Right? See, if it's less than their amount, it's okay. So if you say Moisef of the Baha'ilich is no good, So this would be the rationale. If you're going to a clean field when there's no zevel there, so then the act that you're doing is an act of mamash mezabel. I guess this is the rationale. An act of mamash mezabel. So enochanami, you're doing it as the tchilas act of storage. You're doing it as a tchilas act of storage. I guess it's just more powerful, the fact that it's an act of zibul mamash. Mashenkin, if you're only adding to zevel that's there, so really, it's not an act of zibul. Elamai chaz. So then say, why isn't it mutter? Why isn't it just plain mutter? And before I get to the Gemara later, like, why don't you just say it's plain mutter? Teretz is, I don't know, for some reason Chazal decided a certain huge amount. Why didn't they just decide a little more than normal? So Teretz, I don't know why they decided it has to be a lot. But that's already like a legalism. So then already, once my action is the beginning of an act of storage, because I'm planning on making this huge pile, and I'm just doing it little by little, and the act itself is not an act of zibul. It's just that if I don't reach the amount Chazal wanted, they'll declare it. It's nirakim zabel, no good. Right? So then the fact that I'm doing it as the tchilas act of storage, then it helps. In other words, the svara of the first lashon is, Chazal said you need a huge pile. Declaring, if you do it little by little, you don't do it all at once. So at the time you're doing it, you're being mezabel, you're not making storage. The answer is, this is what I feel in the first lashon. Again, the inherent problem is that monofshach, if it helps to do it little by little, so why wouldn't it help when the field's clean? Why only if you're moisif? Elamai, because by moisif you're not really doing anything, so then why do you need the huge pile for? Elamai, you need the huge pile, so then why is little by little good? Elamai, little by little's good, so then why isn't little by little good? What's the nekuda? So I think, I'm suggesting that the nekuda, according to the first mandiyamar, is that you have to weigh things. When you want to look at it as a tchila storage, right? That's the point. Even though I'm only doing a little now, but it's tchila storage. It takes time. It takes me a month to put it all together. So when that's weighed against an act of zibul mamish, even though it's not mamish, also an act of zibul, because my kavona is storage, right? You always have that hook that we're dealing with kind of miskavim. You're dealing with an act of, right? So, but weighed against an act of zibul mamish, it's not svaradik that we let the character of the act, which is tchilas storage, that won't outweigh the character of the act, that it's mamish an act of zibul. But when you're being moisif, so the act itself is really not an act of zibul. It's only an act of zibul in the context of Chazal said storage is a gallon. If it's less than a gallon, Chazal decided it's not storage. Oh, but I'm working towards a gallon. So that's okay. That's what I think is a problem that has to be dealt with, and I think that's the pshat. But the Gemara, now let's go through the Gemara. Reb Elezer ben Azariah Oyser. My time with Reb Elezer ben Azariah. And at this point, the Gemara doesn't mean anything fancy. As we'll see later, there's a much heavier kasha. But at this point, it's just my time with Reb Elezer ben Azariah. You know, Tanakama sounds right. Sounds logical. So the Gemara just says he's afraid you won't reach the Shemelo Yinsel Yzevel, he won't end up with the amount required. Venimsa Mizabal Asosomokam doesn't mean Mamish Mizabal Asomokam. It means, as we're just talking about, in the context of Chazal saying that you need a certain amount to be Nikba as the shame storage, and anything less than that is Mizabal. So that's all the Gemara means. The Gemara doesn't mean anything different than that. So it's really a basically simple answer that we're afraid he won't find it. That's all. We're afraid he won't find it. He'll end up with less than the amount Chazal said storage. He put it there, Shvius. I don't think anyone suggests that if you had it in your field from before Shvius, you can't keep it there during Shvius. If it's not the amount Chazal said, but you didn't put it onto the field, Shvius. Oh, that was what we had before. Bishloisha. Wait, it's after the Zman of Oiv there. Very good, though. Oh. What? You can keep it on your field. What? That was the Sugi before, really. We had. The more I want to know if Bizman Isser Shloisha Shnei Prakim. Right, before Shvius, you can put it there, you can leave it there. My team is volunteering from Shvius, you can take it out to the field. Right. Okay. So, Pasalai Psar Chayrin, what's the second pshat? Pshayalai Davamud B'tech Beisai Erev Shvius. There was nothing in the field. Vumavakish Laitzila Techzadeh B'Shvius. You first want to put it down in the field. Chazal Rabbonan Amatir. Hare the Moist Vedav Vahayav Mishvaskav De'Avedam. So here, it's a bigger chiddish, but again, there is that. Look, you can put out 10 gallons. So Chazal allowed you to put out 10 gallons, even if it's little by little. It's not a kasha. It's a chiddush. It's more of a chiddush. But as they said, you can put a little by little. They allowed you to do it if the nature of the beginning of Agar is tchila storage. It's not outweighed by a zibul mamish. Because it's not zibul mamish, because you're mechabim for storage. Okay. And now my time with the Blessed Ben Azariah. So this is interesting to me, that something that everybody held you can't do in the first pshat, in the second pshat, Tanakama or Rabbanan hold you could do it, and the Blessed Ben Azariah asks, and then the Gemara feels the need to say, by the time of the Blessed Ben Azariah, and it has to end, so maybe you won't reach the amount. I mean, what in the world is wrong with saying that he held what we held as a davar poshut in the first lashon? In the first lashon, everybody held it's also. So, like, wouldn't that be a simple my tabur davar lezman azariah? He held it's also. That's all. He held it's also. To start the field, right? To start the field, he held it's also. I don't know, Turkey, I don't have a good answer to that. Like the more all of a sudden holds that it's so poshut that it should be, I don't know, that my time to Buddhism is dying. And this whole reason is because you won't get. Because you won't end up. Okay? You hear the question? Sorry to me. Why didn't we just answer? He held the tzasa just like 5 minutes ago. We held everybody held the tzasa. Okay, now the Gemara asks the work for whom was Ubal Meir of Shvius. So really, the way we're learning in the Gemara, it's very fair. Okay, we'll grant you it's going back to the first Mandiyama. That's how they learn. The Gemara changes the gears, so you don't have to say it's jumping back to the first Mandiyama. But how is this different than the my time of the Vladimir Nazario before? So what do you have to say? That the Gemara is like for whom Mazubal Meir of Shvius. See, here's what's fair. Let me formulate the question that's bothering me. This is a question of Blessed Ben Azariah, right? Maybe not. Maybe now I'm thinking, how do I know? Maybe it's also, because of the Teretz of Gemara. Maybe it's also, why don't you have also a question on the Rabbanan? If you have Dover Mu'ud B'Torah Sodehu, why do you need the Shir of Chazal? V'Loikvor Mazubal Hu Me'er Shvius? Why isn't this question, like for Mazubal Hu Me'er Shvius, Akasha on the Tanakama, also, why do you need the Shir of Chazal for? You're just adding to existing Zedel. So I saw the Chazon Ish as an Echanani. Chazon Ish says, according to this lashon, Chazon Ish says, you don't really need a shear like Chachamim. The Gemara held. The shear was just said that you shouldn't start a second pile till the first reaches this amount. Because once you make your second pile, it looks like you're being mezavah in your field. It's in more than one place. You're putting it all over. So that you can't do unless the first one has a pile. But you can, okay, so you see, he's like saying, Anachanami, there's no din of a shear at that point. But I was thinking not like that. That the Gemara could have held, that the Tanakama holds you need a shear. Why? Even if you're Moshe Baruch. The way we said a few minutes ago, that Chazal Lokabeya, this is what's called storage, and if less than that, it's not storage. They will convey the shear of storage. That's not a kasha. The Gemara really is saying that Rabbi Ben Azariah is totally not logical. Not just my timer. That's what we said. Not just my timer. My timer means, why does he argue with Tanakama? Tanakama is logical. Now, the Gemara held that Tanakama is so compellingly logical that we're asking it as a kasha. So the only reason it could possibly be osur is that Chazal will convey an amount that's considered storage, right? So he's putting down the amount that's considered storage. So what is he doing wrong? He's not being mezavel the field. Elamai, Chazal will convey a certain amount, so he's working towards that amount. His intention is storage. He's working towards that amount. Even if you end up not finding, you didn't do anything wrong. That's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara already said my time because you'll end up not finding, and you didn't have the amount. So Gemara means to ask, but even if you don't end up with the amount, you didn't do anything wrong. But you're meant to put storage, and you're not doing anything but pile. So now the Gemara is Machadish Rabbo Rav Yirmiyah Rabboin Barchiyah B'Shem Rabba B'Mamo Neymaros Ha'ayim Atchi Yaitzi Eser Mishpolos Ka'achas. Now this is really a new reason of Blessed Ben Azariah. And again, the Gemara really is very hesitant, not just hesitant, the Gemara like refuses to say that Blessed Ben Azariah just hold it closer. You gotta do it all at once, that's all. You can't do it all at once, it's also. Gemara really wants to refrain from that. So now the Gemara is saying the reason for Blizzard is Zayas, but Gemara is Sayan. People won't realize you're adding to an existing pile. We're going now, according to the Lashon, the first Lashon, what we have is the first Lashon, that means adding to an existing pile. So but everybody's moed, it's also to put it down fresh, even little by little. So Blizzard is Zayas holds, people won't realize that you're adding. So plain and push it.
People won't realize that what?
That he's adding. Marasai.
You might think he's doing it new.
Yeah, that's all. That's the whole, that's what he's machadish now in the bosom of Zayah. That's his reason. Saying it's fascinating that the Gemara doesn't want to just say he holds it's ulcer. Till now the Gemara held it's ulcer because he might not end up with the amount Chazal said. And now the Gemara is saying it's because people, it's very not logical. It's not logical. I'm saying it's not logical that he might not end up with what Chazal said. The bosom of Zayah holds it such a chashash. It's not logical that he did anything wrong. If you're just being moisif and you're planning on making the shir chazal, you've covered all your bases. You don't have to worry that maybe you won't find. That's the Gemara's kasha. So now the Gemara is saying that's not the reason. The reason is because we're afraid maybe you won't get the amount chazal said. The reason is that Marasayim, people will think he's being mezavel steel. He's not just adding. So therefore, achiyotzi es mishpolos kachas. And even if he ends up with Esser Mishpolos, Christ, people won't notice, people won't see. Maybe some people will see there, who says they'll see the end, that there's a Mishpolos there. Okay. The Lesler Abonim, they Marasayan. Marasayan is a universal concept. Omer of Edi. Actually, I'm thinking the next Omer is going to say that it's not Poshet. That there's a machlokes about if you're chayshish from Marasayan. Interesting. Here the Gemara, like two lines before, I'm pretty sure for the next sugya they see the Gemara Nemdon, or at least one Mandiyum Nemdon, that that's cool for the machlokes here about if you're chayshish from Marasayan or not. Here the Gemara refuses to accept the fact that Rabbanan would hold you not chayshish from Marasayan, but rather, Omer Avidi de Chutra, Salo from the place called Chutra, Salo Magrifa Mochichan Olaf Shuol Sashba. Place, the certain utensils he uses when he's making a pile, and he has those utensils with him, so that shows that, what he's doing, he's making a storage pile. He's not being mezavel the field. So Chazanish points out, ironically, you know, this doesn't help you if you don't have the amount Chazal wanted. It doesn't help you it doesn't help you before Paschal de Avodah. It doesn't help you to start. Mm-hmm. We're going now, you have to be only Moisef. So it's pretty Shvach Mechichim Olof. Okay. Unless you say Vaita, that this is just an antidote to the Marasayan. But if the Pshat is Chazal will convey a certain amount, because less than that is Nirikim Azabil. Like we said last week, like you have Nirikim Avashil. It doesn't mean people will, it's not from the perspective of the outsider, it's the perspective of you yourself, it's Nirikim Azabil. Maybe that's the pshat. The Salam Agrifa can't correct a Nirikim Azabel, you know, in-house. It can only help for the outsider that's looking, so he sees a Salam Agrifa. Maybe. But maybe Mitzvotcha it always looks like. Okay, let's go back to Chafalah from Alabah. Marafulda has a whole different pshat here in the Gemara. Let me say it over about that. It's very interesting, the Marafulda. It comes out from the sugya later, from the Marafulda in the sugya later. He says, he learns the other way, like who's machman, who's maker. He learns the pshat that says, there's already a ktsas besod there. There's ktsas besod there. So that's a kula. He's letting Tzas Psuda. Now his mom is being Moisif, because by putting on more, it's like Misrachev, the area of Zevul. So Hoyle is a cooler. As opposed to Tzas Babayas, the Gemara means the entire field is fertilized. And he has a little left over in his house. But the whole field is fertilized already. And the kasha of the Gemara, Tzas Babayas. So this is already, and the field is fertilized. So here, the shoe's on the other foot. Here, it's the Mandiyomer Tzas Babayas, who's the more machmir. Right? According to the way everybody else learned, the Mandiyomer Tzas Babayas is the one that's more makel. You can put it on a fresh field. And the other one held is you can only put it onto them, onto an existing pile in the field. According to Marful, it's the other way around. There's a different. According to the Mandiyam Rahil Babaych Besoy, he's very machmir, and he holds the Pshad and Hailoid Ramut Babaych Besoy is that the whole field has been mezubal. The whole field is mezubal. And now he has a little in his house. So then you can put something out. Then you can put something out. But if there's only in one place already, betach the field, wait. If there's a little in the field, oh, he's more makel. Even that you can put out. Even that you can put out, even though it's spreading onto a field that has not been visible yet. Because you assume it's going to get wider. That's all he switches around the, and right, and then the Gemara's Kasha, the Loy Mezubal Voimid, who was on the second Lashem, right, on the second Lashem, that he was Mezubal the whole field already. Now how can you say that's also? How can the words of Mezubal say that's also? There it says Marasayim. People don't realize that it's miserable already, so it looks like you're being miserable. Okay. Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. Maybe we can go quickly to the Mishnah. Let's try. Have you ever learned by your cotton? You're not allowed to dig an irrigation canal, a new one, not on Shvius and not on Chalamoid. So why not on Chalamoid? Because there's a Tirchi Yaseri, you're dealing a new canal. But why not on Shvius? What are you doing wrong? So Rabbi Yosef Rabun Omar, even Shmaitza Dahacha. Now we're going to go with the Groz Girsa. Look at the Groz on the bottom. It says, even Shmaitza Dahacha, even Shmaitza Dahacha. Shmuas Dahacha. If you look at Mar Fulda, he explains what the Gemara is saying. Pisrainim Elu, and Amorim Kan. Al Mulsi, the Blessed Messiah of Rabbanon, and Mikayach Tahosan, the Moyed, Cotton. Can every Shnei Tom, the Messiah, the Machlag, the Blessed Messiah of Rabbanon there, and there's two interpretations giving there to the Machlagis, so which stems with our two interpretations. Right? Again, that's the Gears of the Marfuld and the Ridvaz, and the Rishas, and the Gra. Shnei Moshe has a whole different shot, this whole Amud, what we're about to learn from here till the Mishnah. Just be aware that Pneumosh has a whole different chant. The basic of Bunomar, Elen Shmuel Sadacha, is Kilen Shmuel Sadas. The Tzvina we learned in the Mishnah. Those of us are Yoimi, and Oysin Asama Betchil of Amoyda Bishvias. The Gemara says, Bishlam Amoyda Sirchi Yoseira, why not Shvias? So here we have, this is Mamish parallels a Sugyam Mayt Gotten. Amar Ab Ze'era, they should macher it Stadel the Zriya. You're digging up, so you have loose dirt, whatever, very loose, fertile, you know, you've awakened it, and as you pile it up on the banks of the Amma, so you're making an area that's beautiful for Zriya, fantastic for Zriya. Okay, that's Rabbi Ze'era. Fulda, Amos Hamayim, Olechas, Vivas, Asadim, 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 Nois, Anadim, Tchidim, Chayim, Shol, Moed, Bishvias, the Moed, Mishim, Terchi, Yisera, Bishviyas Kemoish Mfarish Ashas Shumachar Tadel the Zriya. Also offer Shamash Lagafeha offer Tikhayachu, Benoyachu Zriya. You missed the wonder part of the shiur. You came for the flying part that we want to get to the Mishnah before I have to catch my bus. So, it's all, maybe still teaching you a lesson. So Rabbi Zeira says the reason of Machshut Stodel is Ria. Rav Yirmiyah Rambunach Barchiyah B'Shem Rabbo Bamamo. And what's interesting is that you might recognize this shalshelas of people from the end of Chavam and Beis. I think most talk are going to make a lishitosa, and it's the same people, mamash. Says that they marasa ayin. What's the marasa ayin? You're digging an irrigation canal. So it's marasa ayin. The nira kachayfer v'oider b'shvias. Looks like he's hoeing. It's hoeing, but it looks like that's what he's oider. It's a chashash. Oider is a zachitos or shvias. Man the Omar Tamon but Neymar so Ayin Boy Neymar the Gros not Gurus Boy Neymar. If you look at the Gro Havon Boy Neymar, and that goes to Gro on the left in the margin, he takes it out here and later on. Havon Boy Neymar would be like the Bavli saying Kosal Kadaitach or Savruha, right? So the Gro takes it out because this is not going to be just a Havamina. This is going to be the way the Gemara ends up also. So presumably that's why the Gra took out Havon Bo and Neymar. Mandi Omer Tamon Neymar Soayin. Vahochab Neymar Soayin. So you see, this is what I told you before. You see, the Gemara hold that it's Mamish Machlekes, whether or not Yechayshish from Mar Soayin. So there my friend is machlek. It's only Blazim Nazayah that holds you can't do it. So the man the Omer Blazim Nazayah holds by us, you have a problem of Marasayan, right? When he puts out the Zevel into the field, even on the part that's Mazubul Va'imid already, but it's Marasayan. V'hachum may Marasayan. We had last week, the Yerushalmi mixes up Tamon and Hocha. I mean, here you don't have to say it, but so what? So that these two mandiyomrim shtim, saying that the reason you can't dig a canal on Shvias is because of Marasayan, because it looks like you're hoeing, good. And here in our Gemara, we're saying that you can't put zevel on the field, even when it's mezubul v'oymed, because it's Marasayan. People don't have to. You're only adding to something that's ready there. Good mandiyomrim, but the other mandiyomrim moyed kotten that holds an eshu machir es sedodeho lizria. And he doesn't worry about Marasayan. He has a different reason. Hacha Mayis L'Chol Meimar. So then why is it also here? We're back to saying what the Blessed Ben Azariah is reading faster. This is where you see that it's Mamash Asirius is not holding of the Marasayan. The Bavli has a different take on this, by the way. I don't know if we'll speak it out this week, next week. You really have to notice the Baba Kama, but Baba Kama Gemara rejects that there's a fundamental machlokes between Baba Kama Zayin and Rabbanan. And they're arguing about the application of the Isser in one particular case, where you're throwing the sand some distance away. So is there Marasayan or not? That's the Shaila. Anyway, but here the Gemara tree takes it much more serious. It's a machlokes whether or not Yechayish is from Marasayan, and it wants to know, Hachomeis Chodomeim, or why it should be also. Less v'cho'ela kahoda, shemalayim tzalei zebel v'nim tzabal is also welcome. So, we're back to the original pshat of Blazim ben Azariah. Right? The original pshat of Blazim ben Azariah was, you might not reach the amount of chazal v'koyveya. The Gemara had a kasha on that. The Gemara was satisfied with that reason of Blazim ben Azariah. You might not reach the amount of chazal v'koyveya. The Gemara then had a kasha, we said that Tanakama, the Rabbanon's logic is very compelling. And even if you don't reach it, it's Nishkeferlich, because you're only being Moisevaylich on the field. Your plan is one of storage, according to the Shir Chazal gave. The Gemara held it's compellingly, it doesn't make sense. So that's what the Gemara now is saying here. That if you don't hold the Marasayan and the Elizabeth Azariah and Moyed Cotton, and you hold the reason is, Neshamacha Agapel Azriah, not Marasayan, then here you'll have to learn Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the way the previous Gemara had learned in him, without the compelling, without saying Tana Kama's logic is compelling, it's a propeller. But you'll just say, okay, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because maybe he won't reach the Shear of Chazal.
We were at this point saying that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will never quote Sheish from Gemara Zion.
That's, it seems that way, according to the bulk of the Mefarshim in Yerushalmi. Now in Bavli, that's not the case. Okay. No, not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's a question of the one who interprets his reason as Machsher Agapeh Lizria.
The one who interprets Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that way would say that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds,
doesn't hold the Gemara Zion, and therefore by us, you wouldn't say the reason is Mara Zion either. That's what the Gemara is saying. You would have to go back to the reason that was really rejected on the previous Amud. Okay. Good. Now, wait. My Nofik. Okay, let me read from the note of Otzko. It's good to hear. Before we go weiter. This is like the end of the sugya. It says, "May Agamor Mashmas Rav Zeira in the Chayshes Kol Atam from Marasai." Right? That Machshir Agapel Zriya doesn't hold the Marasai. Right? I'm reading. It doesn't. We're not reading the Gospel. I'm telling you. I'll tell you what they say. Right? The Bavli and Moyed Cotton says that Rav Zeira also certainly holds of the Indian Marasai, and if, their machlekes about whether it's machshir agapel lezriya or marasayan is in a particular case where it's not so much marasayan. You're throwing the dirt meirachok, so you don't look like Oder. Oder just turns over the earth. He's throwing it away, right? So it's like a technical localized machlekes whether or not that's called marasayan or not. But then they bring down from the Chazon Ish that maybe the Yerushalmi agrees with the Bavli. Putting Zevel in the field, though, when you already had Zevel there, might be, like the Chazon Ish says, might be the exact level of Marasayan as the guy throwing it. Why? If Yechayshish from Marasayan. But if a guy looks carefully at what's going on, he'll say that, isn't that it? But if he doesn't look carefully, so the Chazon Ish has a chap. He says, if that's the shaila according to the Bavli, whether or not there's marasayan in such a case, where, and it's really an interesting shaila, is there marasayan where inherently, if someone looks with a discerning eye, he'll be able to notice. Now then, Chaim Yechayshish from marasayan, but that's really just, people don't know your motives, people don't know what you're up to, people don't know what your reasons are. So it's marasayan. But if they would look carefully, they would see a nicker dicker difference. But people don't look carefully, right? So the Chazon Ish and Mori Dikachap. So the Yerushalmi is talking in a case where he's putting on Zevel to a ready miserable field. So again, it's really the same Shaila. If you look carefully, there's really no marasayan. You see what he's doing. He's putting on an already miserable field. It's only if you don't look carefully. So that's what he wants to suggest. That the Yerushalmi does not mean a major universal issue, the Ayyadu Cheshit from Marasayan. Itaka means like the Bavli, that it's a question of in this particular case, which is borderline Marasayan, and I was the Sushtel to Zevel, because that's exactly the level of the Zevel case, that right, if you look carefully. Very nice. Okay. Very nice. Brother, very, very nice. What? It's Chazon Ish, Yud Ches Zion. Okay. By the way, we're missing the Rav Chaim Kanievsky on Shvius. I mean, it's not on the shelf where it belongs. Maybe someone stuck it in somewhere else. Manofik mi Beneho. Manofik mi Beneho is digging an amma. Digging an amma shalmayim, lechatchila, and shviyas, that we gave two reasons for the issur, one marasayan and one machshir agapel lezriya. Right? So, the Gemara can't mean manofik mevenehon in our machlekes. We know manofik mevenehon, if you're allowed to take out the zevel or not.
Right? What's the difference? The Gemara answers, Chofer Lassasam Mishal Binyan. He's not digging an irrigation ditch. He's digging a yisod. He's digging a yisod of a building. So, Chofer Lassasam Mishal Binyan, he's digging a yisod of a building. So, what's the point? So, if you're not being machshir anything, what? Let's see the rest really old. It still looks like Yehovah. Why not?
People don't plant next to a building.
Like in Liachpur, you see that. So who says that? The Rishash says that they would recycle the dirt. They would use the dirt when they were digging by a construction site for the binyan. They would like make tit out of it. They would probably recycle the dirt. They wouldn't let it just sit around. So you have enough kamina. Okay, the Pnei Moshe. Okay, a different chant. We'll leave it. Okay, one more line. Hakol Moedim Shemhoyle Sham. This is really going back to the Mishnah. What do you do if you have zebel in your field that you don't have the shear of Chazal? So you have a problem. So the Mishnah really gave three eitzes: Magbia Shalosh, Mamik Shalosh, or Noisan Al Hasela. Now here's a funny Gemara.
If you
want to
bring it out.
What?
So if you want to bring out the proper amount of the on shears.
If you don't have the proper amount.
Right.
So it's clear you're not being mezabel your field. You make a hecker either by magbia sholosh or mamik sholosh, or you put it on a cella, so nothing's growing on the cella. Right, the blizman is, are you oyser at your magbia sholosh, or yamik sholosh, or sheetan ala cella? So now the Gemara says, I'll call moidim shemhoye leisham. If he had sid, or tsroros, or avonim, or gypsum, I think you pronounce it in English, mutter, that you could put zevel on it, because it's like putting it on a cella. So the shayla is, what's the chiddush of the Gemara? Taka like a cella. So the Ziv Hayom learns, because it's metaltal, you can take away. You're putting it on something, but you're putting it on something metaltal. What? Yeah, it means you're putting down sid. You put it down a layer of sid, and you're putting the zevel on top of the sid. Doesn't mean you're not plastering the field.
And the rock that was there?
The rock, I guess we're talking about a mechuper rock.
Oh, it's parlay.
Sela, or Evan would be that. Sela usually means that it's part of packed oil, like Mishesha Shemei Breaches. Okay, so that's how the Ziv Hayom explains the Chiddush of the Gemara. Let's just look at the Pnei Moshe. He has, on this list, two lines. He has a totally different shot. He's had a totally different shot since the beginning of the Yom. But that again. And now we're out of Moed Kot now. We're back to just Shvius. So Hakol Moedim. Bein Ablezer Ben Azariah V'Chachomim. The Pligi Hosam V'Amu B'Shvius. He's going back to the Machlekes by Shvius. Can you dig the irrigation canal? So there's Machlekes, Rechachamim, and Blitz Ben Azariah, right? So Moide name Chachamim on Moide. No, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is Moide. Shemhoya boy Sham b'makom shechayfer eso ama sid itzuris ayavana my gypsum mutter. Because why? Because it's not a place that's Roy Lazria, I guess. It's not Roy Lazria, so there's no Machshir Agapel Lazria. It's not Roy Lazria. And it doesn't look like you either, because it's not a place that can grow things. So no matter what the reason is, the blood of Mizar is moed chachamim that you could put out the zevel on a place of. Sorry. You can dig. He's talking about digging. Digging the amma b'shvius. If not a mokum roy l'zriya, so we don't care that you're near a. We don't care that you're machshir as agapel l'zriya. And we don't care. Because you're not. You know, it's clearly not for zriya purposes. And certainly either. It's clearly not for Zviya purposes. So he learns the Moed and goes back to that Machlokes. Perhaps maybe he was bothered by this Kasha. If it's our Mishnah, what's the Chiddush? Like, why in the world is it different than a Sela? Okay. We'll finish. Just one more thing to speak out. This is one of the... When the Gemara said... When Reb Zeira said, Meshamach Shagapel the Zviya. Right, so even though he's not Meschaben, this is one of the. So even though he doesn't mean to, but it's psik reish, right? And many rishonim hold there's no din of psik reish b'shvius. No din of psik reish b'shvius. Rather, he has a good place to speak it out somewhere, and there's only no din of psik reish b'shvius in the nisa d'rabbonim of shvius, but not in the nisa d'raitz of shvius. But we're dealing with the nisa d'rabbonim of shvius here, so the kashas. Good. Right?
Because it's not
Charisha. Because it's not Charisha, right? So the Teretz is nearer. Whenever you have a case in the Gemara, they've accepted the insight that there's no Psik Reisha and Shvius. So when you have a Gemara like this, Machshir Agapel L'Zriya, it means Vaita, let's say nearer. I was visiting nearer and Marasayan, so we said, Marasayan is from the perspective of an observer who will think you're doing something. He will think badly of you. Or he will be more rather for himself. But it's from the perspective of, that's called Marasayan. Nirek choresh, nirek machshir agapel l'zriya. To me, it's enough to say, chazal asked it, like, nirek mevashel. Nirek mevashel. That doesn't mean the nearer that an outsider is going to be looking in across from across the street. I mean, they asked a thing that's the whole rabbanim mishmeres, right? They made a gather asusia gutayra, even if it looks like that they asked it. That's the difference between nearer and marasayim. It's muchrach because according to this teretz, according to Tosfos Shita B'Kama, machshir agapel l'zriya is only nearer. But according to our Gemara, not with the Chazon Ish's Chiddush, according to our Gemara, this is the Mandiyama that doesn't hold to the problem of Marasayim. But then you're turning around and saying, it's only Nira. So, Teretz is Nira, is not Marasayim. Nira is a different Hagdol. I gotta run.